Hi, and welcome to another Mensch in Inglés podcast from menschinenglés.com, recorded for May 2010. Thank you for all your support on Facebook. We really enjoy reading your comments. It's a lot of fun for me to have students from so many different countries. Gracias por sus amables palabras sobre el cuaderno del mes pasado, especialmente en nuestra página de Facebook. Si quieres seguirnos y participar en la página, busca la mención del inglés desde tu cuenta de Facebook. Let's continue with the list of irregular verbs that we started last month. Vamos a continuar con la lista de verbos irregulares en inglés que hemos empezado el mes pasado. ¿Qué es el verbo comprar en inglés? To buy. Escucha y repite. Buy, bought, bought. Next is the verb to catch. Repeat. Catch, caught, caught. Escucha el sonido vocal. Or, caught, caught. El verbo venir en inglés is to come. Come, came, come. Costar is to cost. The verb to cost doesn't change in the past or past participle. La forma no cambia. Escucha. Cost, cost, cost. Morder is to bite. Bite, bit, bitten. Otro verbo que no cambia es el verbo cortar. To cut. Repeat. Cut, cut, cut. Cortar y pegar. Cut and paste. El verbo elegir is to choose. Repeat. Choose, chose, chosen. Again, otra vez. Choose, chose, chosen. Hacer is to do. Repeat. Do or does. I do, you do, they do, we do. He does, she does, it does. Repeat. Do, does. Did, done. Soñar is to dream. There are two possible forms for the past and participle of dream. Hay dos formas posibles. Dream, dreamt, D-R-E-A-M-T, dreamt, or dreamed, D-R-E-A-M-E-D, dreamed. Dreamt or dreamed. Repeat. Dream, dreamt, dreamt or dream. Dreamed. Dreamed. Do you know the verb beber in English? ¿Sabes cómo decir el verbo beber en inglés? It's to drink. Repeat. To drink. Drink, drank, drunk. And finally, the verb conducir. In English, to drive. Listen, escucha. Drive, drove, driven. Repeat. Drive, drove, driven. Ahora, escucha de nuevo y intenta decir el segundo y tercero forma de verbo antes que lo digo yo. Buy, bought, bought. Catch. Caught. Caught. Come. Came. Come. Cost. 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 Cut. 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 Choose. Chose. Chosen. Do. Did. Done. Dream. Dreamt. Dreamt. Drink. Drank. Drunk. Drive. Drove. Driven. Now let's talk about some verbs we can use to talk about the body and things you do with your body. To cough in Spanish is toser. The spelling is really strange. C-O-U-G-H. Cough. Yeah, I know. English spelling is crazy. It's mad. No tiene sentido. It makes no sense. Anyway, the pronunciation is cough. It's also a noun, a cough. I've got a bad cough. Repeat. I've got a bad cough. People who smoke a lot may have a smoker's cough. Repeat. A smoker's cough. Have you got a smoker's cough? To breathe. B-R-E-A-T-H-E is respirar. Repeat. To breathe. I can't breathe in here. The noun is breath. B-R-E-A-T-H. Sin la e. She's got bad breath. Ugh. To yawn. Postezar. If you're tired and bored during this podcast, you'll probably be yawning. To yawn. Estornudar is to sneeze. If you have a cold, you'll probably be sneezing. We can say to catch a cold. Repeat. To catch a cold. What's the past form of catch? Caught. Very good. I caught a cold last week. Actually, that's true. When I went on holiday at Easter, I caught a cold. I caught a cold in Navarra. To sigh, S-I-G-H, suspirar. It's also a noun. He gave a deep sigh when he saw her. To snore is roncar. S-N-O-R-E. My dad snores really loudly. Okay, I'll say the Spanish verb and you say the translation before I do. Ready? Toser. To cough. Respirar. To breathe. Bostezar. To yawn. Estornudar. To sneeze. Suspirar. To sigh. Roncar. To snore. The following verbs are often used when we talk about food and eating. Masticar in English is to chew. Chew your food well. Chicle in English is chewing gum. Eructar in English is to burp. In some countries, it's polite to burp after eating. It shows appreciation. Not in the UK, though. It's considered rude, maleducado. But that doesn't stop my sister. She's always burping. How do we say tragar in English? To swallow. Drink water when you swallow the pill. A pill is una pastilla. Lamer in English is to lick. Lick ice cream. Lick your lips. Tus labios. Whenever I see a good chocolate cake, I lick my lips. Morder in English is to bite. I'm not going to bite you. No te voy a morder. Chupar in English is to suck. Here's a joke that you can tell your English teacher, if you have one. I had a friend who drowned in a bowl of muesli. A strong current sucked him in. Ask your teacher to explain that one. Okay, let's see what you remember. I'll say the Spanish verb and you say the translation before I do. Okay, here we go. Morder. To bite. Chupar. To suck. Tragar. To swallow. Masticar. To chew. Lamer. To lick. Eructar. To burp. Okay, let's look at some verbs now that are used in connection with the eyes and the face. Parpadear means to blink. I blinked in the sunlight when I came out of the cinema. Guiñar el ojo, to wink, W-I-N-K. I winked at a girl in a bar yesterday, but she ignored me. Story of my life. Do you remember suspirar? To sigh. I have no luck with girls. Maybe I should stop winking at them. Ruborizarse in English is to blush. I'm very shy. Timido. I blush easily. Girls put blusher on their face to make their cheeks, sus mejillas, red. Blusher is makeup. Maquillaje. Sonreír habitualmente is to grin, G-R-I-N. She was so happy to see me that she was grinning from ear to ear. Fruncir means to frown. I frowned when I realized we were going to be late again. Why are you frowning? What's wrong? Once again, I'm going to say the Spanish verb and I want you to say the English verb before I do. Ready? Parpadear. To blink. Guiñar el ojo. To wink. Ruborizarse. To blush. Sonreír abiertamente. To grin. Fruncir. To frown. And I apologize for my bad Spanish pronunciation. In the business English section this month, there was an exercise to practice prepositions. Prepositions are difficult in English because they are often different from Spanish. So it doesn't always help to translate. Listen and repeat the sentences. All of the sentences start with the expression, I'm afraid. I'm afraid means me temo, or I'm sorry, but. Repeat. I'm afraid the manager's at lunch. I'm afraid Mr. Smith is in New York all this week. I'm afraid she's on the other line. I'm afraid Miss Walker is out of the office at the moment. Can I take a message? I'm afraid he won't be able to phone you back until this afternoon. I'm afraid Miss Samuels is on holiday until next Wednesday. I'm afraid Mr. Jameson is in a meeting at the moment. I'm afraid you've been put through to the wrong department. I'm afraid he's on a business trip until Thursday. I'm afraid Mrs. Reeves is at our head office today. Well, that's it for this month. Thanks for listening. Remember to visit our online shop where you can find our Business English CD, our first certificate CD for the Cambridge FCE exam, our audio CDs, and many more. Just go to the mansioninglaise.com webpage and click on the CDs on the right side of the homepage. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just search for Mansion Twit. And don't forget to join our growing community on our Facebook fan page. See you next time. The music for this podcast was by Adult Only, the track Overlove. And also Revolution Void, the album The Politics of Desire. The track was Outer Orbit. Creative Commons license from Jamendo.com.